For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. A bill revamping the management of Missouri's Medicaid program has been set aside after debate turned tense between two Republican senators. Senators Ryan Silvey and John Lamping engaged in a sometimes pointed discussion today, during which they questioned each other's conservative ideology and rhetoric. Silvey wants to expand health care coverage to thousands of low-income adults by tapping into an influx of federal Medicaid dollars available under President Barack Obama's health care law. The Republican from Kansas City says it can be done without busting the budget. Lamping remains opposed to taking the new federal Medicaid money for expanded coverage. The Republican from St. Louis County says lawmakers need to stand firm against anything stemming from Obama's health care law. The Senate legislation does not currently include Medicaid expansion. High-stakes gamblers could find Missouri more alluring if legislation passed by the Senate becomes law. A bill approved today would let Missouri casinos extend a line of credit to gamblers willing to put up at least $10,000. Supporters said the bill would free big bettors from having to carry large quantities of cash to casinos. Casino officials also hope to attract more high rollers from other states, like professional athletes who may be traveling to Missouri to play in a game. The Senate sent the bill to the House by a 24-9 vote. Among those opposing the measure was Senator Ed Emery. The Republican from Lamar raised concerns that high-stakes gambling could be detrimental to families. A new report shows Missouri revenues were up slightly as the state heads toward the last few months of the fiscal year. State figures released today show the state's net general revenue increased 1.7% through March compared with the same point last year. State Budget Director Linda Lubering says the revenue numbers show Missouri is on pace to meet this year's budget projections set by Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's administration. But she added that sales tax receipts are currently coming in below projections. The state's current budget year began last July and runs through June 30th. Clergy and members of faith congregations throughout Missouri and parts of the United States have begun a movement calling for more awareness about moral issues in politics. And last night, Columbia hosted its kickoff event titled A Call to Dignity. KBIA's Heather Adams has more on the story.
Debbie Jenkins has been a healthcare worker for 38 years, but last year she lost her job. Now she lives on $875, which she is told is too much to qualify for Medicaid. Faith Voices of Columbia is gathering to bring awareness and to fight against problems faced by people like Jenkins. Problems they say present a moral issue. Reverend Molly Hausch Gordon is a pastor at the Unitarian Universalist Church. She says after hearing stories of so many people in need, she knows she has to take a stand and help them.
The numbers may or may not be complex, but the morality is clear and simple.
Reverend Dr. William Barber started the movement More on Mondays in North Carolina. Local participants and clergy at the kickoff say they plan to continue supporting this national movement here in Columbia.
That's what we join here tonight to create.
Heather Adams, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.